From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. A UN Security Council resolution gives the two Sudans until tomorrow to stop fighting over their oil-rich border. Otherwise, they could face sanctions. Once the fighting stops, they'll have 2 weeks to begin negotiating a way out of their various disputes. The UN's decision endorses an African Union plan that it hopes will avert a return to war between Sudan and newly independent South Sudan. From the South's capital, Juba, NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
South Sudan, way in!
Way in!
No, no, not for war!
No, no, not for war!
Yes, 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 for peace!
About 200 South Sudanese march through the streets of Juba in a rally organized by Christian church leaders. They chant for peace and against war, and also chant anti-Sudan slogans as they unfurl huge banners condemning their northern neighbor across the border. Hijlij is the main strategic oil field in Sudan that the Southern Army captured last month. South Sudan said it moved to stop deadly Sudanese airstrikes targeting positions in the south. South Sudan agreed to withdraw its forces after international condemnation of the occupation of Hijlij. Prophet Abraham Chol is one of the rally organizers.
We are not agreeing from the international community to decide against South Sudan. This is an unjust decision.
It's been 7 years since the end of the long civil war between the North and South, and less than a year since South Sudan declared independence and split from Sudan. That landmark was supposed to herald a new era of peace, good neighborliness, and cooperation. But many feel that critical, unresolved quarrels over oil, undemarcated borders, citizenship, and much more have led the two Sudans back to the brink of war.
As a nation, we cannot fight. We have just come out from fighting. Independence is forever. No war, no fighting, no bloodshedding again.
Student marcher Gloria Emmanuel speaks for many South Sudanese, most of whom claim Sudan and its president Omar Hassan al-Bashir have declared war on them. The South has shut down all crude oil production, accusing Sudan of charging outrageous fees for use of its pipeline and confiscating cargoes of crude oil.
Al-Bashir is just a criminal. He's just taking our petrol, he's taking our oil, he's taking our land by force. This is my land, it's my territory, I will fight until I get my right.
The Christian peace marchers carried a petition to foreign diplomatic missions around Juba. First stop, the U.S. Embassy, and an introduction by Pastor Paul Deng Joshua Lake.
Your Excellency, we are here in the American Embassy concerning the crisis that are taking place in our countries.
The U.S. Deputy Chief of Mission, Christopher Datta, emerged to talk to the marchers.
The United States congratulates the patience and the commitment to peace that the people of South Sudan have demonstrated. We understand your frustrations and we sympathize with it, and we will work very hard to try to find peace.
The African Union and the UN Security Council warned that both sides must quit fighting, stop the bellicose rhetoric, and return to the negotiating table now. South Sudan says it is ready. Sudan's president, too, has indicated that he's prepared to comply and talk peace with the South's leaders, who just recently he called insects that must be crushed. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Juba.